My name is Sigourney Jacks, and I'm the documentation officer on the digitization project at the National Gallery of Victoria. I wrote the essay, The Power of Women's Work, Craftivism, for the publication She Persists. I was interested in the topic following my research into the recently acquired anti-slavery bag made by the Female Society for Birmingham from the early 19th century. I saw a correlation between the Female Society for Birmingham's gentle activism and the contemporary craftivist movement. Craftivism, simply the marriage of craft and activism, is often acknowledged as having its roots in the women's suffrage movement of the early 20th century. In this essay, I was keen to present how these 19th century women can too be considered craftivists, as well as how they were able to use the status of women's work to bring about social change. Craft is often dismissed as low art, a hobby, women's work. In the 18th and 19th centuries, needlework in particular was a required part of a woman's education, and a woman's success and aptitude for this activity was perceived to contribute to the happiness and well-being of the home. As discussed in Rosiska Parker's The Subversive Stitch from 1984, vast embroidery and needlework projects which women undertook, sometimes over years, conveyed their husband's social and economic standing. The Female Society for Birmingham were the first women's anti-slavery society in Britain, forming in 1825. Through the dispersal of anti-slavery pamphlets and literature to women across Britain, they aimed to bring attention to the social and moral obligation of the British community to abolish slavery, emphasising the plight of the female slave. The society's link to craftivism is seen by the creation of work bags. Members of the society were encouraged at collective sewing circles to craft these bags and then use them as vessels for anti-slavery literature. By 1826, more than 2,000 work bags had been distributed throughout England, Wales, and Ireland. The profits from selling these bags gave the women power. They were now able to choose where their funds went. The Female Society for Birmingham were a success because their makers subverted the expectations of craft and women's work. By using the method of needlework, an acceptable pastime for 19th century middle-class women, they were able to promote their own ideology through literature, gain power through their ability to donate to particular societies, and as a result, demand more radical political change than what was being promoted elsewhere. Craftivism is an empowering tool for activism, as it can be completed by the introvert, by the individual. It is a slow art that empowers the maker to meditate on the issue they are crafting for, and promotes the idea that you don't have to be loud to make a change. The work of NGV collection artists Penny Byrne and Michelle Hamer are contemporary examples of craftivism. They push the boundaries of craft while continuing the ethos of activism in their creations. Penny Byrne is a trained ceramics and glass conservator who uses found porcelain in her art. And Condi was blown away by George's Flash and Repartee from 2006. Byrne destroyed and reconstructed an original kitschy Rococo porcelain scene to comment on the American Bush administration in the figures that were recreated. Michelle Hamer's embroideries, We're All Gonna Die and Can't, both from 2006, recreate photographs of real-life billboards. Without the context of one of these being a marketing campaign and the other a advertisement for a band's new single, what is highlighted is the general alienating and disturbing undercurrent of the messages that are bombarded to contemporary society each day. I like how these artists use satire and humour to grab the audience's attention onto the deeper social issues they are commenting on. The role of craftivism in society has the dual qualities of intriguing people with its familiarity and then challenging the viewer with its message. These works of art subvert expectation and promote consideration and conversations around difficult social issues, promoting the thought that gentle can be powerful too.